Vanderbilt a 93-52 winner over Kentucky tonight, and tonight's player of the game, Ross Neltner. 15 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists. I'm not sure if anybody saw this thing coming.
No. It would have been nice if we would have known in advance, but, winning by 40 against Kentucky is always something nice for our team, for the crowd, and for our, team morale. So we're excited about getting the win.
You're in a situation first half, you hold these guys to basically 6 points. Defensively is where the whole game turned around.
Yeah, it really did. I'm looking at the stat sheet right now, and in the first half they only took 15 shots, and they only made 3 of them. We got to let them in the bonus a little bit early. They hit some free throws, knocked some shots down from the line, but they got 4 free throws in the first half and 3 field goals. So, that goes to show, we were getting, 35-second clock violations and steals and blocks and stuff like that. So we really tried to pick up the defensive intensity to start the game.
Patterson only had 1 shot in the first half. You were guarding him, and you really didn't body him up. You would release off of him and not let him get a feel for where you were, and then you had a couple steals.
Yeah, well, he's such a strong player, and he knows how to leverage his body real well. And that's one thing that I learned in the first game. He was way more successful because I would front him, and then he would kind of walk me out, and then they would just lob over the top. And sometimes, they would overload the side, and our weak side help wouldn't be there. There wouldn't be a guy for the weak side help. So, we really practiced all week on, if he starts walking me out, just to spin back behind him and make him hit shots over me. And he made a few of them, but I think all in all, our defensive effort on him was huge for the game.
Up big at halftime, what did Coach Stallings say in the locker room as you come out in the second half?
Yeah, I think it's kind of hard for him, for any coach, just for, to be up 40 at home or, 30 at half or whatever, or 20 at half, just because you want to keep your team focused, and that's what we try to do. We talk about 4-minute wars, in between the media timeouts, and we wanted to win every 4-minute war, and we did in the entire first half, and he just wanted us to start the game second half strong, just to make sure that they wouldn't have a chance to come back.
6-4 now in the league. You've had a rough road schedule. Now you're back at home. You got to take care of home court advantage.
Yeah, it seems a lot easier playing at home now after all these road games. But, we put in a lot of work on the road, and fortunately we were successful in the last 2 games. And, now coming back home is obviously really nice. So we just got to capitalize on these opportunities. We think we've worked ourselves into a pretty good spot, and we're just going to go from here.
Jamie Graham lighting it up down the stretch.
Yeah, he's putting in work at the end. He's got a nice little game, but the future of Vanderbilt looks nice.